Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Women Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 267. And I am just going to give you an update, let you know I missed you, and share a little bit with you. This will be a short and sweet episode. We've had an interesting year here, Traer household. And I just wanted to share with you all that we've had going on, and to also encourage you and hopefully inspire you to always keep moving forward. We left here in April and headed to visit my in-laws, and the mountain man had a job in South Carolina, so I had the opportunity to go with him. And it was supposed to be a four-month hiatus away from the homestead, and it ended up being 7 months. Mountain Boy went with us. He stayed with my in-laws. And while we were in South Carolina for a job, staying in a beautiful place in North Carolina, you can look it up by going to mountainwomanradio.com/thecoop. Beautiful, beautiful people and beautiful place. Very great little sanctuary for us. And it was all very divinely worked out. Papa really lined things up well for us, because while we were in Alabama, I had a tick in bed between my toes. And when we got to North Carolina, I started getting symptoms of Lyme disease, which I've already combated once during my healing journey. So I was well versed in that and just started taking care of myself very well, and was beginning to progress on that protocol. And then shortly thereafter, the mountain man took a spill and he tore his meniscus. So we were in North Carolina for about 6 months, and it was a beautiful time. Perspective plays a huge role in things. And if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that my perspective is, as coined by others, lived through pink shady glasses. And if you also know me, that has served me well. I am the epitome of positivity. I keep rolling forward, and so does the mountain man. And quite honestly, when stuff happens, you know, we don't even question it in a negative way. Like, negativity doesn't even seem to surface in our lives anymore. It's just a constant, okay, there's purpose in this. Let's look and see what the purpose is in all of this. And there was great purpose in all of it. And that's why I want to share this with you today. So I'm gonna be very transparent. Over the last 3 years, I had really got my body to a really great place. I had lost a total of 20 pounds, was in really good shape, and really healthy. I felt the best I have in a very long time. And once we got on the road, I started packing on some pounds, and I thought it was really odd. Though, I'm not in my clean homestead. My homestead is super clean, and I don't have the toxicity where I'm out in the world now, and I am in a place that has electric power. So right away, I already have EMFs going on, and, you know, food there was okay, but there weren't any health food stores. So it was getting a lot more complicated to get good, healthy food. And I prefer to eat whole foods. And we were left to having to eat the best we could, which was non-GMO organic processed foods. But I was still eating clean. And we would go an hour to 2 hours to get good whole foods and do that trip periodically. But I was a little baffled. I'm like, wow, you know, because I know how to keep myself healthy and clean, And the protocol I was on for Lyme was really binding things. So I should have been really binding a lot of that toxicity. And I, you know, it was just, I was a little baffled. So we kept going on, kept going through. The mountain man healed nicely and learned how to relax and rest. And we got to back to Alabama. We were there for another month before we headed home because our injectors on our truck went. And the mountain man was in the process of taking care of that. Did an amazing job. And, you know, my health still kept declining. My skin seemed weird. My hair seemed strange. Things just weren't adding up. And I was still on the protocols. And my body was definitely healing from Lyme. I was seeing that. But it seemed like it was declining in other ways. And, you know, I was seeing it, but I wasn't picking up on it until I got home. Once we got home, it was like we were shot out of a cannon. Being gone for 7 months, your home needs attention. Our grass was neck high and we needed to get firewood. And it was a day, we got back the day after opening season for elk. So we needed to get our hunting in because we live off the land. And hunting our elk and our deer is our source of meat for the year. So, you know, we were really thrown into things. And it was good. It was good to be back home. It felt good. The temperatures were good. The mountain man and I are definitely 100% certain that we don't need to live in a humid climate. It was just very taxing to us, which was another thing that, you know, I was, okay, so I'm in this hot and humid climate and that's kicking in the histamine in my body, you know, lots of things going on, you know, maybe that's why I'm feeling off. There was a lot of change. A lot of change for my body, considering that I haven't left the homestead more than 3 days over the last 15 years, you know, with the exception of going to Atlanta, Georgia for my surgery. And it was a very big change in my body. However, when I got home, I stopped my protocols because I'm back in my healthy place. I've combated Lyme. I've gone through the protocols. I'm doing really well. And my health just kept declining. So let me jump us back before we left to go on the road. Before we left to go on the road, I had a very old crown that had cracked. And there were two of them up here. They were old, they were cracked. Did my research, found out what the holistic dentists were using, decided to go that route, had them replaced. Didn't even give that a thought while I was on the road because of everything else. But as I'm home and my health is continuing to decline and rapidly, I realized that it was the crowns and the material of the crowns that my body was systemically fighting, just like it fought the implants. So it was a rush to get them out because my health was declining super fast. And the reason that that happened and the reason that I was packing on the pounds all summer was because my body was systemically fighting those crowns, even though I was supporting my body. Had I not been supporting my body, this all would have unraveled a whole lot faster. And I would have regained my health a whole lot faster. However, as I always say, and I will always say, everything happens for a reason. And that is surely the case. That is surely the case because I gleaned again, as I have in all of my journeys, because I'm looking. I am looking for what I can learn. And I'm not in a place of woe is me. I'm in a place of, okay, here I am. Papa, show me. Papa, lead me. Papa, guide me. And he does. And I learned a lot through this process. You are going to find me sharing a lot more on health and wellness in the mix of my podcasts and the videos that I share. And I want to encourage you guys to join my special access community. I do have a free community and they make out very well. They are inspired. They are encouraged. They are nurtured. But I am going to take a deep dive in my special access community behind my paywall to share more of my health knowledge and my robust herbal apothecary and essential oil apothecary and even my supplement apothecary. I want to share more with you, but YouTube is taking down a lot of my videos and I don't want to waste my time and I don't want to be wasting yours either. So, or your money. And I want you to know that when you join my special access community, though it is paid, it is very inexpensive, but it's going to benefit you greatly. And I would like to encourage you to join me this year because starting in January, I am going to be sharing all of this at a deeper level in there and continuing to do so because you guys need to know how to care for yourselves and you need to learn to become intuitive. And, you know, I am intuitive and I was noticing all these things, but until all the support that I was giving my body was removed, it wasn't till then that the whole picture came together. And the more we can learn and the more we can support our bodies and the more we are in tune with our bodies, the better we will be able to help ourselves and our families. And that is what you need to know. In addition to that, I am going to teach you how to live a life worth living, meaning that you are finding joy and happiness even through the chaos, and that you are, through that process, still able to keep yourself healthy and well. And you will. And it's a beautiful place. I love how I live. I love the life I live, and I love knowing and learning and growing, and I want you guys to do the same. So all of this being said this week, to let you know that I did have those two teeth pulled last Thursday. I did end up with an infection, which I progressed with through my own resources. And I will be sharing that in the special access community. Again, everything that I share with you is not to heal or cure anything. It's just to give you the knowledge and educate you on what I do for myself and how I have been able to progress in my health and my healing. And I'm back. Today is the first good day that I have had since my teeth were pulled. They were two big molars up here. So, and one of them was curved. So it was quite a challenge. So I took I took the last 10 days off from being behind a screen and being behind a camera and just doing life, nurturing myself, healing, resting, pulling into Papa. But I am back. Praise God, I'm back, and I am going to be sharing more and more with you. So I know that I took quite a hiatus with Mountain Woman Radio this summer, and this was why. I know my body, and I know that I need to take rest when I need to take rest, and it came upon pretty suddenly, and I just pulled into the place I needed to rest myself, to help take care of the mountain man. But I wanted to update you and let you know what's been going on. Why I was absent, and to let you know that I greatly miss you. And I look forward to sharing more and more with you. You will be finding a lot more materials coming. Right now, the Mountain Man is putting an addition on the back of our 12-foot by 16-foot home. You see my food pantry behind me here, and that is probably doubled on the other wall in the new addition. And that will be my herbal pantry that you guys will get to glean and learn from as well. So, and for those of you that aren't aware, we are bringing our bathroom into our home. I know for all of you, you're like, what? We've had a bathhouse for the last going on 5 years, and it is equipped with a clawfoot tub and an antique dresser and our composting toilet and a wood stove. It's been very accommodating, but how nice it will be to have our bathroom in our home. And the Mountain Boy will be getting the same. So I'm going to give a little glimpse on the next Mountain Woman Radio podcast, and that will be how to keep moving while you're waiting for your dreams to unravel. So I'll share more on that. And for those of you on Faith-Led Healing, I am so grateful to be able to speak life and health and wellness into you guys. It is such a blessing Our community is growing so rapidly. It's like more than doubled in size, and we are just growing. And there are more and more people joining. There are people asking how they can invite their friends. I was out yesterday and had people telling me that they pulled the business card I gave them out of their wallets to look up how to nurture their lymphatic system. And of course, they found my video on lymph drainage in my YouTube channel. And I had another person, and I'm just going to give a shout out to Mr. Jeff, who informed me that he had my card and was checking out the videos and joined us live during the last couple weeks on my lives on Wednesday. So the message is getting out there. God is good, and we are reaching people. And I want to encourage you guys to invite your friends to listen to the podcast, to join the community, faithledhealing.com/community. You can access it that way, and you can also share that link with your friends. If you are looking for a place to glean health and wellness information, how to learn to live a good life, how to pull into Papa, how to be surrounded with like-minded people and friends, you're joining the right place. And bring your friends there, because now more than ever, we need to be surrounded by the right people and learning so that we know how to take the best care of ourselves and our families. So I want to say thank you to you all. I am just so very grateful for the people that are surrounding me in this walk, and so grateful for how Papa is using me. And I just thank you for your time and listening. Join our community, share the podcast, share the YouTube channel, get on the website. There's going to be a lot more blog posts coming your way. But again, the special access is where it's going to be at. I need to be sharing these things behind a paywall because I want to have control over it. And I don't want people shutting me down or zipping my mouth shut, because I've got a lot of information that you need to know. So join me, faithledhealing.com/community. You can join the free community, or you can join the special access from the same space. So I love you all, and I'm back. I love you guys. Take care. I'll see you on the next one. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.